IPMNation.com.
Live from the Counterpunch Media Studio in Columbus, Ohio, this is All Natural Being with Brian Brody. Brought to you by IPMNation.com. Get ready for the gong heard round the world.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is not a drill.
All Natural Being with Brian Brody is designed to shake your sense of self to the core.
It's full contact psychology with an empowering twist, a philosophical loofah for your soul.
For those of you not ready or comfortable releasing your inner superhuman, listener discretion is advised.
Here's your host,
Brian Brody.
Well, look at that. Dun, 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 dun. Good evening once again. Let me be the first to welcome you. And thank you. We'll go here just to make sure this is working. Thank you for stopping by and hanging out, really, for the 409th episode. So Wayne tells me the 409th episode of the number one rated show here on IPMNation.com. You're into All Natural Being, and the gong heard round the world broadcast as it happens, thanks to our good friends at Telestream's Wirecast, live from the new Counterpunch Studios here in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. No, not that suburb, another one. Directly to IPMNation.com and multicast live on Facebook, YouTube, and over on AllNaturalBeing.com, which is AKA, you know, it's the alias for MortalUp.com. And, of course, over in our Brian Brody app with a rebroadcast of our little soiree here in the evenings. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter. We're working on Instagram, so just so you know. Greetings wherever you are. Here in the Garden of the Mortals, the labyrinth of life itself, the ups and downs, the lefts, the rights, the pivots, the swerves, the flukes, the whims, the sheer havoc. The synchronicity and serendipity of it all, blind alleys and cul-de-sacs, sure, why not? We got it all. But never a dead end. Not until you and I actively decide to tap out. Or we could always put our heart's highest priority top of the list. Always calling on the true wit and wisdom and wallop of your inner whisper. And it's a good thing. Because we're here to out-brutal the brutal that is the cut and shuffle that fate can deal you on a daily basis and to bring your own bold once and for all. And I don't think it's a moment too soon. Before we hit this evening, a quick hello to my friends and those joining us from all over the globe. Let me say it is great to have you with us. I truly am fired up to be driving your bandwagon this evening, as always, regardless of the time of day, to be avidly you, to be your biggest fan, to be your virtual hitchhiker if you're taking in the show tonight, out and about, on the go. I love riding shotgun. Gotta be honest with you, always have. So what do you say? Here's your opportunity to mortal up, to crush your cant and your critics, to demand that your mind's eye and your true potential live wide open. So let's go kick in some doors. And we've got a couple different things that I wanted to make mention of tonight. We're trying... Well, let me say hello to everyone here in the thread first. Now I can't talk. And I realized, too, when I looked up... Some people say, oh, well, you know, do you ever think of working with a green screen? Lesson number one for those of you following along, wherever you might be. That's the gong. Following along, if you have a blue backdrop, then just wear a blue shirt and you look like a floating talking head anyways, right? So... Did you even go upstairs in enough time to change your shirt? No. In fairness, I didn't. Let me say hello to Lee. Good evening. Joseph, good evening. Thank you for joining us. Carla, nice to see you as well. Alex and Wayne, thank you so very much for joining us here at All Natural Being. And this evening, I'm very excited about this because, you know, we worked with the phone company. I worked with Wayne. We got it all dialed in. But for the first time ever, you're going to be able to dial or text us. So you can call toll-free 833-MINDUPS, just like push-ups or sit-ups or pull-ups, 833-MINDUPS. Or you, if you want me to do the math, that's 833-646-3877. But now, watch your beer, peoples. Oh, don't make me say like that. Never mind. I'm just going to let it go. You can never tell. In any event, you can also text us now at 833-MINDUPS, 833-646-3877. I've been working it all out, making sure that it works, and at least as of 5 minutes ago it did, but who knows. You're welcome to give us a call or a text, 833-MIND-UPS, or 833-646-3877. We're looking forward to implementing that. Not broadcasting on YouTube for some reason. Let me see. Yeah, thank everyone for stopping by. If you don't mind me just poking over here to look and see what's going on. Now it's checked. Don't know what. Sorry, brother. It's checked there. Let's check there. So I don't know what that could be. All right. I'm sure Wayne, it's a smart, smart guy. Crack staff will get on top of it. Thank you very much. Matt Connerton, good evening. Thank you for joining us once again at All Natural Being. We're implementing the new call in or text in because some people have said, oh, I'd like to call in, but it's just too much. I can't hear my name. So we're thinking, well, maybe someone will want to text in and say, oh, okay, great. I will register my vote, or I'll have them hear my voice, but I'll do it via text. So if you get a chance, that's 833-MINDUPS, 833-646-3877. Of course, it's toll-free. Although I seem to remember someone saying to me today in a conference call, standard data usage may apply or something. That could be a disclaimer. I'm sure the call is toll-free. But if you're down to where if you send one more text, they're going to bill you for it, you may just want to call, right? It's toll-free. So you may want to take full advantage of that. All right. And then also, I wanted to thank Matt. Now that Matt's here, thank you for resetting the countdown clock for the 81 to win. We're still moving full steam ahead with our plans for that. You know, just kind of taking the doctor's orders, making sure we know exactly what it is that we're up against. And the doctor's like, if you really want to do this, which we really, really do, then you want to make sure that your brain isn't just going to fall. Like, right? Like one of the things they're worried about is I'll just get narcolepsy. Tap out. They'll wake me up a couple hours later. I'll be sound asleep. I have like a keyboard imprinted right on my chin or something. So we're going to give it the exact amount of time for the doctors to give it, the full thing and say, okay, yeah, great. We think we're ready for it. So, of course, all that's going to go down on the new Counterpunch Media. I should also want to thank Wayne. Not should also. I do want to thank Wayne for everything that he's done to kind of pull that together as well. The new Counterpunch Media over on YouTube. Apparently it's it's not Wayne's fault, but apparently the signal isn't going out there just yet to YouTube. But he's done a lot of work on getting the channel all set up and everything else. So, Wayne, thank you very much for that. All right, so let me say good evening to Marcellus. Marcellus, I thought about you last evening during the Super Bowl. And if anyone did get a chance to watch it, I sat there, I have to tell you, with bated breath, with my clipboard, and, Ashley had made like a really decent spread, and there's all kinds of munchies and this and that, and I sat there with a clipboard going, all right, these are great commercials. These are fantastic commercials. I can't wait. To like just keep track of some of my favorites. Am I learning anything? That kind of thing. And I got to tell you, other than Peyton Manning, when he corrects the guy and says, oh, no, that was two Super Bowl championships. I won two. The thing with John Malkovich, which I thought was absolutely hysterical. And I liked only because I'm a huge fan of Larry Zonka. My God sakes, I haven't seen the guy in 50 years, but used to play for the Dolphins. Remember Zonk, Miami Massacres, Minnesota? Got a little bit of a chance last night to see Larry Zonka and some of the other ones in that. If you didn't see it, they're all at a big party. Somebody's going for the cake. The ball falls, and then it's like 2 minutes of just absolute football mayhem. So if you got to see some of that, Joseph says awesomeness. I don't know if he's talking about that one, but if you did happen to see it last evening, the one with the gladiators and the Colosseum, it was just Peyton Manning, and for that matter, John Malkovich was a pretty is a pretty funny guy doing it as well. So it was worth that. But the reason that I wanted to mention it is that when you get a chance, and Lee's on here, so maybe he can comment as well. But when you see a commercial that just compels you to tears, when you see a commercial where, like, your very first thought is to just wipe your eyes, did you happen to see that one last evening? And it kills me that it's a phone company, right? It just kills me. But did you happen to see that one where the NFL football players, the coaches, at least in the commercial that I saw, they got to say hello to the first responders that saved their lives? Just great writing, just all the way around. And like I said, I sat there with tears in my eyes thinking, you know, because what they did is they filmed these NFL superstars thanking first responders that saved their lives. So it was pretty, pretty compelling stuff. Marcella says, I love the NFL 100 commercial. Is that what it was? Marcellus, NFL 100? Right. Joseph says, you and what you are achieving. Well, thank you, Joseph, very much. I super appreciate that. I have to tell you, it was a little humbling this past week. You know, when we said, okay, well, we're going to do 81 to win. You know what? My glasses broke a little earlier, so we get to the eye doctor tomorrow, but I had to put some tape on them, and I see that they're not. Maybe I could just, like, duck. Do I have duck? Wouldn't that be a spot? I put, like, medical tape here on either side to hold them on. That'd be hysterical. Although I know Lee would take a picture of it, and there'd be some other meme running around tomorrow morning, so I better not use. But, you know, but don't tempt me, because I do have it. I do have that white, you know, in case I get injured back here or something, I've got some tape. In case I drop Joseph's now known around the world sledgehammer on my foot. Oh, wouldn't that be a great gig? I've got medical tape in case I need it back here. You never know. Wow, no, missed that, but it sounds powerful. It was extremely powerful, and I will tell you that, you know, you might, kind of like that commercial, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. You do that, and you go, oh, man, that was a great commercial, and it turns out it was a deodorant commercial. That's what this one was like. It was just a powerful, powerful commercial, so much so that I wanted to go to AT&T today and cancel my contract and pick up a phone from Verizon. I mean, it was done that well, so it was... All right, so we had to let him in. Lee is spreading this meme on social media that I shoplifted somebody's beer. So you are a delight to annoy. No, it really wasn't. Can I be honest with you? Just in case, I don't want to say this. I wouldn't drink that kind of beer, right? So I didn't want to say anything because I don't want people going, what do you mean you wouldn't drink that kind of beer? I wouldn't drink that kind of beer, right? But I'm the kind of guy that I just wouldn't drink that kind of beer. So that's what made it even funnier to me all the way around. I wouldn't drink any kind of beer, really, to be honest with you. John, good evening. Thank you so very much for joining us here at All Natural Being. We're just getting some of the things out of the way, talking about this concept of watching Super Bowl commercials. And I know John wasn't last evening. He was busy. I think John was over on another site. If you weren't watching the Super Bowl, you were able to hang over here. So for me, it was just a little bit of work. I wanted to see it and call out those three commercials. I did get to see Larry Zonka and some of the guys from the only undefeated team in NFL history to win the Super Bowl. Of course, I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins, so it was good to see them all propped up in chairs, right? They weren't even moving. They were the only three in the commercial that weren't busy moving around. So it was nice to see them. And then, of course, we were talking about the Verizon commercial about first responders. And you think of these first responders, they do put their lives on the line. I can remember back in the day from, you know, just in law enforcement, watching these guys and girls buzz all over the place to try to save people's lives. It was really something. So those were if you didn't get a chance to see, those were the only three commercials that for me meant anything at all. All right. So now that we know Lee is here, I have to tell you, Lee wrote a little tagline for me the other day called Crush Your Can't. And we included it tonight in the opening riff, and I thought maybe that's what we could talk about this evening in our show, is that most of the things that we do, Marcellus is here, so I can use, look at that, hey John, hey Marcellus, I can use the term chop block with giving him all due credit. most of the times that we end up with a chop block, when we look in the mirror, we go, it brought me to tears. You know, Marcellus, if you're talking about the first responder bit, it brought me to tears as well. And I said to Ashley, I go, any commercial that gives you goosebumps right away, and as soon as you go to feel the goosebumps, your hand immediately has to leave your forearm so that you can wipe your eye, that's a commercial. That's what it's supposed to be. But what was interesting, and I would, for those of you that happened to see it last evening, I was a little... Yeah, I didn't really care about the score of the game, right? Because I had predicted early on the score was going to be 10-7. I thought the final score would be 10-7, and I think it was 13-3, was it, or something like that. So it was pretty close to what I had predicted. But what was a disappointment to me was all of the different... The lack of anything really cutting edge. And if you know what I'm talking about, give me a call, 833-MIND-UPS. Of course, that's 833-646-3877. And, or you can text me, let me know what you think as well. All I'm suggesting is that in a world where everyone's triggered, everyone's outraged, everyone's offended, everyone's this, everyone's that, the commercials last night, I mean, it made me understand why stand-up comics don't go to college university settings anymore, because you can't say anything funny. You can't say anything without worrying about offending someone, or, you know, all the hot heads wrapped in thin skin. They're everywhere, and they're ready to troll no matter what. You can't do comedy. You can't joke. You can't make fun. You can't do anything without someone being offended by it. And it would be all well and good, you know, to just have a show that made fun of snowflakes, right? But the snowflakes, they could very well be the future of our country. So I'm hoping at some point Super Bowl commercials come back to what they're supposed to be. Like, I can remember, and like last night, the concert in the middle of the Super Bowl seemed to go on and on and on, but there weren't a lot of commercials. And then I little thought, well, maybe that's just it. They knew that there weren't all that many good ones, because they were all very, I thought, very bland, right? I thought, to be honest with you, if I can, almost downright preachy in some ways. Instead of comedy, right, instead of having fun, instead of, you know, being able to laugh a little bit, they seemed to be really worried about straddling some imaginary line of political correctness. And they just wouldn't cross it. If you agree, give me a text. The halftime show really was disappointing, as Marcella said. I agree with you. Wendy, nice to see you. Thank you for joining us. Not family. Hey, Joseph, let me say this. You're welcome. You have my number. You can call Ashley and ask her. It wasn't very family friendly at all from the very beginning, right? Like my three youngest kids, we were sitting there. Sports should be an escape. I absolutely agree with you, Joseph. We're sitting there last evening, and I almost called CBS, right? It was getting ready, like 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe before the game kicks off. And Super Bowl, right? The commentators are all busy showing what complete fools they are. Oh, I think it'll be 37-10. It wasn't a commentator on the board that didn't think. Maybe Tony Romo was one that kind of like got the score close. Everyone else, oh, it'll be 36-10. Right? They all missed it. Every single one of them. All these brainiacs, all these experts. So in any event, they're all sitting around showing us how, right, how they were going to totally blow this game, right? How they were going to miss the calls. And all of a sudden, a commercial comes on, and I don't even know what it was about because I had to dive for the remote to change it. But with the little kids sitting around, it's a commercial about a family that goes to a beach, and they're in a beach house, and now they're being plagued by a family of serial killers or something, and there's scissors with blood dripping from them, and kids are getting dragged under beds and this and that and everything else. And Joseph, I thought the exact same thing you did. And I've got friends at CBS. I used to work at CBS. So I was going to call and go, really? I mean, granted, you want this, given the halftime shindig and all the other things that went on, you want to petition an older crowd? Great, but do you have to be like a PG-18 or something like that now before you could run it? It should be an escape, but it shouldn't be right in front of the kids. Serial killers and this and that, and then they go, and now the Super Bowl. And I was so furious that I literally did almost call, and I'm thinking, that's what they want? That's what they want. That was the number one. They could take that money to run that commercial when they knew all the people were glued to their set, so that I think his name is Phil Sims and somebody else and some other guy that used to play for Cincinnati can all sit around and let us know how they were going to just absolutely blow predicting what the final score would be. I don't know how these guys keep their jobs the next day, but in any event, right, they're all sitting around, everyone's glued, and they put a movie commercial up that I was just worried that I'd be afraid anyone under the age of 10 having nightmares having seen that, right? And I'm thinking, that's how you're going to launch your event. So I don't want to go down it anymore, but Joseph, I absolutely agree with you. Wasn't very family-friendly, or at least younger person-friendly from the very get-go, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. But again, anymore, it's how you can push the limits. Now you're broadcasting to YouTube. Wayne, I didn't do anything. Don't know what to tell you. Didn't touch a dial. Didn't do anything. I don't know why I'm going to YouTube now and I wasn't before, so my apologies for the ghost in the machine. I was just still focusing on the fact that I wore a blue shirt on a blue backdrop, so it's kind of like having a green screen. Candace, nice to see you. Thank you so very much. Joseph, I agree. Any more? It's how you can push the limits. Yeah, with the exception of the teams on the field scoring. Couldn't push the limits. Apparently, they couldn't push the limits, at least of scoring a touchdown in the first three quarters. So everyone, all the sponsors were pretty busy pushing limits in some regards. And then the rest of the commercials were just too milquetoast. I don't imagine, was that Super Bowl 50? Is that what I think the numbers stood for? Marcellus, I know Marcellus will know right off the bat. Wayne will know. Let me just say, because Wayne is here and other people, if you're a New England Patriot fan, congratulations, if that. Candace says, go Saints. Laugh out loud. Candace, I'm like you. If I hadn't seen the game, I couldn't have told you. Ashley said to me last night, she thought at one point she saw me actually sit up and kind of root for New England. Well, I think I'm rooting at that point for Tom Brady because he's like 60-some-odd years old, isn't he? He's like an old, old guy. And, you know, it was positioned against the quarterback for Los Angeles. I think they're from Los Angeles now, the Rams, wherever they're from. The kid's like 19 or 20 or 21 or, I don't know, maybe passed up on his senior year of college so he could play professional football. I don't know how old he is. So it was, the whole thing was positioned as against age, as against to youth. So however you voted for it or rooted for it, congratulations to the folks that listened to, what was it? Oh, Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, see, I'm still looking brain fluid. It comes at the weirdest times. But congratulations for the New England Patriot fans that are watching. Joseph says, human ability is good to root for. I absolutely agree with you. And you know who else? Can I mention this? When you're talking about human ability is good to root for, I think it was it Gladys Knight last night that did the national anthem? Not only do I think she did a spectacular job, I mean, just an absolute spectacular job. Boy, those flying jets, was it Blue Thunder or whoever it was that did it, the Air Force, the Flying Thunder? Now, that's the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I got them all mixed up. But in any event, the fighter jets that flew over, they timed it. I mean, you talk about perfect timing. Joseph, you talk about human ability is good to root for. You talk about land of the free and the home of the brave. And those jets came right over. It was timed perfectly. That was something else that was good to see. But that's, if you missed it last night, those are absolutely the high points. Oh, but I did like seeing that one field goal kicker, kick the World Series. What a dope. The Super Bowl's longest field goal, that was good. And the one guy that was running around thinking he's now a record-holding Super Bowl punter, I think he punted the ball 15 yards and it bounced 45 yards or whatever it was. F-16 Thunderbirds. Joseph, thank you very much. When the Thunderbirds flew over, it was timed perfectly. I mean, that was just, that was something else to see. Marcella says she absolutely did. I thought so too. Just a great, great job. You know what the Saints did for West Virginia a few years ago? No, don't tell me they were going to move there too, did they? From the Springs. Oh, that's right. You would. So that must have been all over the news this morning, I would imagine, Joseph, from Colorado Springs, that those Jets were involved. But man, you talk about timing. That was just straight up, so that was something that was good to watch. All right, let's get back to it quickly. If you want to give us a call or a text now, don't forget, 833-MINDUPS. And the new, if you want me to do the math, it's 833-646-3877. And I know Wayne is back in the control center. Wayne is back in the control center. So if there's anything coming up in the feed from YouTube, now that we're finally up there going, don't know why we weren't. If there's anything going up in the feed, he will let us know via text. And that'll show right up here on the screen. So a little bit learning every day, you know, what we can do, that kind of thing. All right, so let's get back to it. Lee, and I thank you very much, Lee, if you're still with us. Lee wrote a little tagline for me. It said, crush your can't. And you think of all the things that we say, oh, I couldn't do that, or I can't do this, I can't do that. And what if you could crush it? You know, and then I ad-libbed a little bit and said, what if you could crush your can't and your critics, right? Two-for-one special we're running here. So as we think about your personal prestige, as we think about all these Super Bowl athletes that were out there last night, what are those things that you're on par in terms of being top-notch, top-shelf, sharpest knife in the drawer of things that you do? And what is it that constantly holds you back? And then ultimately we begin to realize that it's on us. We hold ourselves back. Now, I know it's popular on social media to go, my favorite one is now, everyone wants to identify a narcissist. Oh, right, just like the post I saw the other day, how to identify someone carrying a concealed weapon. Everyone wants to blame the narcissist. Oh, the narcissist was so horrible. The narcissist did this. The narcissist did that. But then I think to myself, wait a minute, if we were busy, you know, and we said, okay, let's not point the fingers at anyone else. Let's just enumerate some of the ways that we chop block ourselves, some of the ways that we get in our own way. And then we go, what if I just address those things for now? What if I'm not busy blaming anyone other than me, right? I'm not saying we got to pile on. I'm not going to say, you know, you obviously you have to get off your own back at some point. But ask yourself, in what ways do I keep myself from smiling? Candace says they helped the flood victims and still had training. Oh, with the Greenbrier. I love the Greenbrier. It's a great place. I've been there a couple times, Candace. And helped them and donated when they weren't practicing. That was very nice of them. Candace, thank you for pulling that out. Yes, indeed. Crush your can't. Lee, thank you again for that. Oh, it was Super Bowl 53. Thank you. Marcel, you know what I realized last night, brother? I've been watching Super Bowl since I was a little, and I mean little, kid. But one of the first Super Bowls I remember, Kansas City was in it, another Super Bowl. Going that far back was, you know, Miami, when my mom used to use the Super Bowl to babysit us. So when I saw the numbers come up yesterday, I go, I've been around the block a few times watching this game. And so thank you for that. Super Bowl 53, Marcellus tells us. All right, in what ways, until we're back together tomorrow night, in what ways do you think you stand in your way? In what ways do you think, if we use Lee's tagline, and we crush our can't, we crush our can't, what are those things that we think we can't do? What are those things that we're absolutely sure we can't do? And what if there were a way to crush them? What if there were a way? And I think there is, as you know, here's the pitch, 20-minute victories. What can I do right now for the next 20 minutes, right? 1/72 of your overall day. What could you do if you took one little sliver of a pie? And let me also thank Wayne for mentioning the homemade coconut cream pie he got right at the beginning of the show. And so that's my mouth's been watering. That's all I've been able to think about. Coconut cream pie. Football, the last unlearning frontier. Fool's ball, John calls it. Well, I got to tell you, brother, I like Joseph said earlier, if I could watch the global competition, right, where the two best tiddlywinks, I'm probably older, no one remembers tiddlywinks, but if I could watch two people play checkers and they were the world's best, I would tune in, right? I would tune in to watch two of the best human beings on the planet go at it. So for me, I've always had that in the back of my mind is something that I've truly enjoyed. Joseph said, Joseph, I can't bear children. Yes, there is an exception. Last I checked, nor can I. Joseph, thank you for reminding me. That would be one cat that I guess you and I are just never going to crush, brother. So there's a valid point. But outside of those things that are just truly impossible are those things that you could work on and go, yeah, what are some of the cants that I've held myself? How have I imprisoned myself? When it comes to all the negative thoughts, how do I have a Stockholm syndrome for my own head? How have I fallen in love with the captor, and that captor is my own thoughts about what I can't do? And they said, or they'll say, and all the other reasons why we don't want to run the risk. Not heroes to me, sorry to say. So Candace, they're not heroes to you. Kidney stone's bad enough. There you go. I'm with you, Joseph. Not heroes to me, sorry to say. Oh, I'm sorry, Candace. So they helped the flood victims, so they didn't do a good job. Well, Candace, we're going to run out of time, but text me or call me, or let's pick that back up for tomorrow night show. All right, we're going to get out of here to prove that I can actually hit a call time. We're going to go in the next 7 seconds. So thank you so very much for joining us once again here at All Natural Being. We'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. My apologies to people on YouTube. We will figure that out as well. Thank you so very much. And until next time, get out there and mortal up.
IPMNation.com.